The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A new U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service study indicates that proximity to one of the nation's 556 national wildlife refuges can increase a home's value. Economic researchers at North Carolina State University looked at about a dozen refuges in each of three regions of the country. They found that location of a home within a half mile of a refuge and within 8 miles of an urban center increased home values by roughly 7 to 9% in the Southeast, 4 to 5% in the Northeast, and 3 to 6% in the California-Nevada region. The researchers surmise that refuges boost property values in selected regions because the refuges protect against future development while preserving scenic vistas and open spaces. The National Wildlife Refuge System is one of the shining stars of United States conservation history. And like so many great conservation ideas, the National Wildlife Refuge System began under President Theodore Roosevelt. He created Pelican Island Refuge in Florida to protect nesting birds from poachers. The system now has grown to include more than 550 refuges, protecting more than 150 million acres. And there's at least one refuge in every U.S. state.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.